What up, y'all? It's your boy Seth Linus checking in once again. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe. I'm gonna hit y'all with a little video today. So we talked about the State of the Union address, and you know, there's always a response from the opposite party right after the State of the Union address. So the GOP had a State of the Union address, and many people are talking about it today. It fell really flat. Not just fell really flat. I just think that it was just the wrong temperature. That's probably a better word, temperature, to try to combat the State of the Union. I'm gonna play a little video for y'all, and then I'm gonna go ahead and talk about it.
Out of touch. In fact, according to excerpts, she will say our commander in chief is not in command and call him a dithering and diminished leader. You can also expect she'll touch on GOP talking points from crime to the border, foreign policy. She considers this speech a huge honor.
Nicole Killian on Capitol Hill. Here now, Senator Katie Britt.
Good evening, America. My name is Katie Britt, and I have the honor of serving the people of the great state of Alabama in the United States Senate. However, that's not the job that matters most. I am a proud wife and mom of two school-aged kids. My daughter Bennett and my son Ridgeway are why I ran for the Senate. I'm worried about their future and the future of children in every corner of our nation. And that's why I invited you into our home tonight. Like so many families across America, my husband Wesley and I just watched President Biden's State of the Union address from our living room. And what we saw was the performance of a permanent politician who has actually been in office for longer than I've been alive.
All right, so there you go. To me, she was given a performance of a lifetime. It came off very like acting, like soap opera-ish. And it also came off really like PTA, a lot of smiling she was doing. And I get the strategy. The strategy was to try to appeal to the suburban women, especially white women, because a big thing right now is a lot of voting has been done on reproduction freedom. And if women think that the Republican Party are the ones who want to not allow them to have a choice about abortion and things of that nature, then a lot of women have been coming out to vote for the Democrats. And so they want to win some of these women back. So what they got was a woman who starts off by saying her most important job is being a wife and a mother. And she's in her kitchen making this speech. But I think when you put it up against how riled up and how harsh and how serious that Joe Biden was during his State of the Union speech, I think we needed somebody really with a lot of fierceness and a lot of harsh and aggression to combat it with the GOP speech. It has nothing to do with being a woman, because Sarah Huckabee Sanders did it last year, and I thought she did a great job. I think that this young lady would do a great job as well. It didn't meet the aggressiveness that was done by Joe Biden. And I think that it just seemed like it was like some acting was involved. I've seen things that say that it seemed like she was overcoached for the moment. But she's a rising star from Alabama in the GOP, and we're probably going to start seeing her a lot more. She's the youngest person to represent Alabama in the Senate. So we're going to be seeing her a lot more, but I just think the GOP kind of dropped the ball on the response. They should have had, Donald Trump or Byron Donald